Assalamualaikum guys, hello, I hope you're all well. Thank God, alhamdulillah, I'm sounding and feeling a lot better than I was. I just audio-booed about this big hoo-ha about GCSEs, and I made the stupid mistake of reading something and taking it at face value, and didn't even bother to watch what Michael Gove had said. And so I just recorded an audio bill, which I've just deleted. I should have maybe kept it, but about how it was really demeaning or demoralising, and how he had no way of justifying it. But after watching what he said, I completely agree with him. I've just done my GCSEs. I've got one exam left, and I do agree with the large number of people who are saying that GCSEs aren't an easy thing to do. I do think they are very challenging. They are rather stressful, and I think as it's the first thing that you're doing, and especially if you want to go into a very competitive field, it is rather important that you do well. However, I completely agree with what Michael Gove is saying and what the government is saying with regards to GCSEs themselves being too easy. There are subjects that are rather taxing. As I took two humanities subjects and two languages. I did French, German, history and geography, and all of them were rather difficult subjects. I did find them to be a lot more challenging than my friends who are maybe taking subjects like child development or business studies or... I'm not putting them down, by the way. I'm just saying that the subjects were, as would be described, as more academic, if you like. However, I completely agree with what Michael Gove is saying. And if you look closer to home, you'll realise that what he is saying is right. If you look at social networks like Facebook and Twitter, if GCSEs were harder and if we were taught at a higher academic level, then we wouldn't have these atrocious spelling mistakes and grammar, and people would know the difference between your as in Y-O-U-R and your as in the contraction. And the level of maths these days, I have a younger brother, he's in year 7, and his maths is... absolutely. I'm going to carry on to the next one because I've got a lot of ranting to do.